Hello, and welcome to Maybe I Can, exploring possibilities one sprinkle at a time. If you've ever found yourself asking, is this all there is to life? Then you're in the right place. I'm Debbie, author, speaker, entrepreneur, and coach. And every Tuesday, I'm here to share a sprinkle of hope and inspiration. Together, we'll uncover the more joy, more fulfillment, more prosperity, more fun. We'll share stories of transformation, actionable tips, and that little nudge you need to take the next step. So let's embark on this journey of discovery and say, maybe I can, to a life filled with more. Ready to find out? Let's get started. The Maybe I Can show starts now. And hello, everybody. Welcome back and welcome to those joining me for the first time on Transformation Talk Radio. I am so excited to be a part of this wonderful network. And I got to tell you, I'm also a little nervous because this is the first time that I'm ever doing the show live. Now, the other podcasts, sure, they were live, sort of. But there was a delay in that the show would be edited before it was put out there in podcast land. So all those little flubs and Yogi, my dog barking, and I shouldn't have even said his name because he's sleeping under the desk, that could all be cut out. So now this is it. This is live TV. I guess this is what they go through. I will be coming to you live every Tuesday, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. So please join me there or join me on your favorite podcast platform just as you had in the past. Okay, so let's get started. We are going to continue today with another sprinkle. And, you know, let me, for those of you who are new, and I'm sorry for my old listeners. Well, not that you're old, seasoned, maybe. For me repeating myself, but you know, certainly in these first few episodes, I want to make sure that my new audience gets to know me a little bit. And I'm calling this podcast, Maybe I Can, which is always has been, but exploring the possibilities one sprinkle at a time. Because as a 60-year-old woman who's lived a life just like the rest of us, I still have this childlike side. And I don't want to say silly things, but to some, they might be silly. Silly things still bring me so much joy. Like Mickey Mouse, not that he's silly, but I don't have any around me where I am now, but at my day job office, he's everywhere. When my husband and I first got married and he walked in, I mean, I had Mickey Mouse pot holders, Mickey Mouse trivet, Mickey Mouse telephone, Mickey Mouse. He was like, okay, I'm okay with Mickey Mouse, but does he have to be everywhere? So now he's not everywhere in my house. I love the color red and especially pink, and I love hearts. And of course, I love going to Disney World, but I also love rainbow sprinkles. There's just something about them. Of course, I'm an ice cream lover, so the two go hand in hand, but just plain ice cream, it's good, but it really gets elevated when you add those rainbow sprinkles. And so that's where the idea of exploring our possibilities one sprinkle at a time came from. So last week, we talked about a sprinkle of perspective. And this week, our topic is mindset, a sprinkle of mindset. And, you know, to be honest, I didn't think I really understood the difference between the two until I really started to research it, and then it kind of made sense to me. A perspective is the way we look at something, where mindset is our overall approach to life. Last week, I might have shared my story of perspective taking. It was around weight loss. So I have had a weight problem my entire life. Literally from the minute that I was born, I went to Weight Watchers for the first time when I was 10. I've tried every other diet under the sun known to man. Usually I'd lose, you know, maybe a significant amount. And that usually 3 months was kind of like my time. I could handle it for 3 months. I could stick to the diet for 3 months. But after that, I would quote unquote cheat. And then I was off and running back to my old ways, gain back all the weight plus some. Sound familiar? Yeah. Okay. When I turned 50, I had a bit of an aha moment. Something about that number for me really made me pause, take a look at my life, where I was headed. And that actually started my journey to where I am and where I'm evolving from and to today. But I decided back then that I needed to do something. And the first area that I was going to work on was my health, because at 50, yeah, I wanted to look good, but all of a sudden being here and living longer was more important than how I looked. And so it took on a whole new meaning for me when it came to my weight management. And at that point, I probably had a significant, probably at least 100 pounds to lose. And I decided on my own, I think back now, and I don't know where I would have gotten this idea from, other than the fact that, you know, Albert Einstein says something like, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result is the definition of insanity. And it was something about that that made me say, yeah, I've tried it the other way for about 40 years now, so I better switch it up. And I did, and I changed my approach and my perspective. That was the big thing. I changed my perspective. In the past, it was a diet. I was on, I was off. The minute I cheated, I was a failure and it was over. I was under the impression that anybody who was thin was lucky. However they got there, they were lucky and they didn't have to worry about this like I did. And why was it my cross to bear that I had to count calories and worry about every single thing I put in my mouth? And something dawned on me where I thought to myself, I don't know anything about them, you know, quote unquote them, all those other people out there who I think are just lucky. I don't know what their habits are. And, you know, this is not a diet. This is a lifestyle. And my kids tease me about the term lifestyle. Now it's used much, much broadly, much more widely used than it was back then. But there was the difference between diet and lifestyle, maybe subtle, but really just that shift in perspective made all the difference. I wasn't ever coming off this. This was not a diet. This was not something I was ever going to be done with. And once I shifted my perspective, it changed the way I approached it. It didn't matter if I quote unquote cheated. You know what? I'm going to not eat something on my plan, whatever that plan was. And that's okay, as long as I come back to the plan. And that shift in perspective, at that point, it probably took me about 4 years to gain 90 pounds, to lose 90 pounds. I did since that time, and that was probably about 8 years ago now, you know, I've gained back 10, 15 even, but I've been able to then come back to where I started or where I landed, I guess. You know what I'm saying. So that was a change of perspective. Once I saw how that worked, I thought to myself, okay, well, how can I apply this to other areas of my life? And I really didn't know. I had no idea where to go. And just coincidentally, I was talking to a very good friend of mine who listened to podcasts. And again, everybody's listening to podcasts nowadays. Back then, that wasn't the case. And I asked her, you know, I don't even get this. Who are you listening to? You know, who are you listening to? Are they like name? not name brand, but are they celebrities? Are they some kind of known figure? And she's like, no, not necessarily. And I said, well, how do you find them? How do you know you like them? And she says, well, you search on a topic and then you try it out. And that's what I did. So I didn't have any other topics off the top of my head. So of course I searched for weight and I did just what she said. I listened to a couple podcasts and I thought, no, I don't really resonate with that woman. And I switched to another one. I landed on one and I thought I was unsure. Like there was things I liked and things I didn't like, but enough to have me stick with it. And one day she had a guest that she introduced like it was the Queen of England. And I'm thinking, who is this going to be? Who is this woman? And she said her name. And I thought, I have no idea who this is. Like, is this a well-known celebrity? And it wasn't. But I guess in podcast world it was, or for this particular woman it was. And I listened and I really enjoyed the guest. I started listening to her podcast and she was someone who both lost a lot of weight and also paid off a lot of debt. Another thing that I was kind of drowning in. So I thought, oh my goodness, this woman is like, you know, she's speaking my language. I'm going to stay tuned into her, which I did week after week after week. And I really enjoyed the things that I learned. So many things resonated with me. And then she started talking about a course that she was offering. And I thought, oh, a course? How does that work? Let me go see. And I pull it up and it was probably $1,200 or $1,300 for a 12-week course. And I had sticker shock. I mean, what? And then, I don't know, not that I'm bashing New York. I'm originally a Long Islander. I'm thinking to myself, oh, come on. This is a scam. This woman has been faking. She's been doing all of this, all these things on the podcast. She probably didn't even lose weight or pay off any debt. It's all just a scam to get people to pay $1,200 to buy her course. I'm not doing that. I've got money problems and now I'm going to shell out another $1,200. I'm going to go another $1,200 into debt. No, thank you. Close it up. But yet, every time I still listened to the podcast and something was nudging me and I kept going back and back and back to the website until finally I said, you know what? You keep coming back for a reason. This is your gut talking to you. The worst thing that can happen, you lose another $1,200, you throw it away and it was for nothing. So I hit the button, but I'm still so leery. And the first week, I listened to, you know, she had recordings. You listened to the recording on your own, and then you went to a live Q&A weekly. And whatever she said in the first week, I'm thinking to myself, oh, sure, that was just like an introductory week. Well, that's 1 week gone. That really meant nothing. Let's see what the next week brings. And then the next week, it was just like such a little simple step. I thought, uh-huh. You see, Deb, you should have trusted your first instinct, too much money. Well, by the third week, whatever she was teaching started my wheels turning. And all she was teaching, she wasn't teaching me how to pay off debt, how to lose weight, how to do anything else. As a matter of fact, she said, it doesn't matter what your goal is when you take this course, because her course was all about the power of mindset. And I learned something maybe you know. I guess I never really stopped to think about this. Our thoughts are necessarily not true. Yeah, you could be lying to yourself. I know I have over and over and over again. Some of the things that we think are so ingrained in us. It's not like we're purposely lying to ourselves. It's just that we've been practicing those lies for years and years and years until we actually believe them to be true. And it's not until we get that awareness that, hey, you better examine those thoughts because they're not necessarily helpful or telling you the truth, and when we realize that we have the power to change those thoughts, which in turn changes our mindset and how we approach life, you start to understand that your thoughts are really one of the most powerful things that determine the trajectory of our lives. I think I realized, you know, maybe I am a little negative. I mean, I've always been a really upbeat person. Even though my name's Debbie, I'm not a Debbie Downer. I never have been. I'm always smiley. I'm always laughing. However, it was then that I learned the terminology about having a victim mentality or a mindset of being the victim. And when I first was listening, I thought, oh, well, who's like that? I'm not like that. And then I really started being honest with myself and said, okay, let me get rid of that thought and replace it with another one. Let's examine this. And that was me. My entire life, I complained, made excuses, blamed other people, other circumstances, events that happened in my life. I was always so quick to say, no, I can't do that. I'm not creative. I had every excuse in the book. And I thought, maybe I can learn something about mindset and see where it takes me. And that's when I was first introduced to Carol Dweck and her book, Mindset, The New Psychology of Success. And she talks about two different types of mindset, the fixed mindset and the growth mindset. People with a fixed mindset believe that they're born with certain intelligence, skills, and abilities that cannot change. That's exactly how I used to be. In a growth mindset, people believe that their most basic abilities can be developed through dedication and hard work. Brains and talent are just the starting point. This view creates a love of learning and resilience that's essential for accomplishing things. So let's talk specifically about the differences between the two. And as you listen, think to yourself, do any of these resonate with me? Now, let me just say that, you know, I think Carol Dweck even says most people are a combination of the two. So it's not like you're going to necessarily fall 100% into any category. Okay, so characteristics of a fixed mindset. They avoid challenges. They give in when they come up against obstacles. They believe that intelligence and skills are something you're born with. You can't do anything about it. They're threatened by the success of others, and they ignore or dismiss criticism. The growth mindset, on the other hand, embraces challenges, perseveres in spite of failure. You believe you can increase your knowledge and skill. You have a desire to learn. You're actually inspired and motivated by others' success, and you accept and embrace criticism. So the big question is, and I think that it's pretty obvious, the benefits of switching from a fixed to a growth mindset. And the names are actually perfect because in a fixed mindset, you know, you're not changing. It's status quo. You are where you are, and you're not growing. You're not growing as an individual. And we should be doing that until the day we take our last breath. So the first thing is just being aware, you know, being aware of the differences, trying to catch yourself, you know, because we're so rote, especially these thoughts that have been in there for decades. It's hard to stop them and recognize them. It takes effort. But once you do, you can start to recognize the pattern. So Here's some things that we need to do in order to make that leap from fixed to growth mindset. The first is remember the concept of neuroplasticity, which I didn't discuss. Science, not my jam. The bottom line is neuroplasticity means the brain is not fixed. It can be molded. So your mind, anything that you feed it, you put in a positive feedback loop, and that will cause your brain to, you know, start to move in that direction. Appreciate the process over the results. Oh my goodness. I mean, you know, it kind of is like the diet thing, right? When am I going to lose 100 pounds? When am I going to lose 100 pounds? But the minute I thought, okay, no, it's about the process. It's a lifestyle. It's not a diet. This is something, you know, I'm learning everything that I learned along the way. It made it exciting, right? You know, when I don't cook, so I'd be lying if I said whenever I learned a new recipe, whenever I brought a recipe home to my husband and he tried it, that was good. All right. We need to acknowledge our weaknesses. I mean, it's hard. It's hard to say we're not perfect, but I hate to tell you, you're not, I'm not, none of us are. And once we acknowledge those areas of strengths and weaknesses, we know where we might need to work and improve. Here's a good one. Cultivate your sense of purpose. Keep asking about your why. What is it? Why are you doing what you're doing? Why is where you're headed important? Maybe it has to do with your work. Maybe it has to do with your family. Once you are in touch with that, it's much easier to grow. Don't ever say failing, because when we quote unquote think we failed, it's learning. Because every time we fail, think about it. Think back to a time in your life where you failed at something. Let's just say it's a test at school, because that's, you know, failing. Hopefully, if you failed a test, you learned either I have to study more, I have to go for extra help, you know, I don't know the material. It gave you feedback. So you learn something. And consider your challenges as opportunities. Those challenges are opportunities for self-improvement. You know, I honestly tried to tell myself that today before I got on my first live podcast. Okay, if I don't challenge myself, how will I ever get better? I won't. And so probably a year from now, I'll listen back to this podcast and shake my head and say, oh my goodness, I can't believe you ever did or said any of those things. But I never would have gotten there, and I never would have gotten to where I am today if I had never stepped into those challenges and welcomed them as opportunities. And we can't chase other people's approval. You know, I mean, I don't know about you, but I've been a people pleaser my whole life. And the minute that stopped, I have to tell you, and I'm still a work in progress with that, I'm living a much happier life. Let's see. Take time to reflect. You know, this is a big one. I never really understood it. Maybe you're rolling your eyes at me when I say the word journaling or meditation, because that's who I was, rolling my eyes for years and years, listening to this stuff and going, yeah, I don't do that. That stuff's not for me. Until I said, okay, it might not have been for me, but remember the concept of neuroplasticity. It's for me now. And when I started trying new things, and even though it was very uncomfortable, oh my goodness, especially with both of them, meditation and journaling, I just adapted. I tried different ways to meditate, different times, different places, different like people to listen to. And the same thing with journaling. There's so many journaling techniques out there. And now I find that it is they're both so powerful, but the journaling, the one thing I was afraid of was to confront a blank page and a pen, but just write whatever comes to mind and you will be amazed. Even if you write, I don't know what to write, I don't know what to write, I don't know what to write, eventually you'll start writing something and the power of it is incredible. And last but not least, and I love this one, the power of the word yet. The power of the word yet. So how often do you say, I don't know how to do that. I can't do that. I used to say that all the time. I still catch myself saying that. I'm not good at that. I'm not good at that yet. I don't know how to do that yet. Adding that yet is a great way to reframe that thought process of yours. And as we come to the close of our episode, I'm going to challenge you to create a maybe I can list. A maybe I can list are all the things that you have done in your life, challenges that you have faced, things that you have overcome that you thought you couldn't, things that you have learned, ways that you have grown. And when you're in that fixed mindset to say, I can't do that, look over that maybe I can list. I wrote it in the notes section of my phone, and it's always there for me to refer to. Okay, phew. Well, that 30 minutes went so quickly. I can't thank you enough for tuning in to my first live podcast on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And I look forward to seeing you every week right back here. And don't forget, head over to debbierweiss.com. Is it backslash or forward slash? You know the slash, kickstart. And I have a free download, the one critical step you need to kickstart change. Thanks for spending part of your day with me here on Maybe I Can, exploring possibilities one sprinkle at a time. It's been great having you, and I hope you're leaving with a spark to light up your journey to more. Remember, every big change starts with a single maybe. If you're ready to kickstart that change but not sure where to begin, I've got just the thing for you. Head over to download my free guide, The One Critical Step to Kickstart Change, and take that all-important first step. Let's make those maybes into reality one sprinkle at a time. Catch you next Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, with more stories, tips, and that extra push you might need. I'm Debbie saying goodbye for now, but always remember, maybe, just maybe, you can.